Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pendengar, penelitian menunjukkan bahwa banyak orang Australia meremehkan pentingnya memiliki surat wasiat. Namun para ahli berpendapat bahwa merencanakan masa depan orang yang Anda cintai harus menjadi prioritas tanpa memandang usia, status ekonomi, dan sosial serta etnis. Jadi apakah itu surat wasiat dan siapa yang harus memilikinya dan apa yang harus disertakan? Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Zhu Tomaidu. Surat wasiat adalah dokumen hukum dengan instruksi tentang siapa yang Anda inginkan untuk mewarisi harta warisan Anda, merawat anak-anak Anda, dan menjadi pelaksana harta Anda ketika Anda telah meninggal dunia. Menurut sebuah studi pada tahun 2015, hanya orang Australia yang lebih tua dan mereka yang memiliki aset signifikan yang paling sering memiliki surat wasiat. Adam Steen, profesor praktik di Universitas Deakin, memimpin sebuah studi skala besar selama 2 tahun. Dan hasil survei tersebut menunjukkan bahwa hampir dari separuh mereka yang disurvei tidak memiliki surat wasiat.
Basically, you get the same things. Most people don't want to engage in the discussion about wills and death and estates and all that kind of stuff. There's a large proportion of people, you know, roughly about 50% or just under 50%.
Profesor Steen mengatakan berbagai kesalahpahaman dan tahayul adalah salah satu alasan mengapa orang-orang itu menahan diri dan tidak membuat surat wasiat.
What we find is that there's a large proportion of people who don't think that they need a will. There's also a significant proportion of people who think if they make a will, they're going to die. Some people think we don't have enough money, we're not old enough. Those factors really apply across the board, not just in ethnic communities, but also Anglo-Saxon communities as well.
Ketika seseorang meninggal dunia tanpa surat wasiat, maka pembagian hartanya kemudian dilakukan menurut undang-undang negara bagian atau teritori di mana ia tinggal. Pengacara Dim Kalimnios mengatakan memiliki surat wasiat dapat menyelamatkan keluarga dari kerepotan melalui situasi ini.
People think that wills are something that basically concern people nearing the end of their life, and not to be morbid about it, you never know when that's going to be. So it's always a good idea to plan ahead. Another misconception is this idea that if you don't have a will, the state gets all of your assets, and that's not true either. There are laws which state exactly what happens in that situation, but obviously if you die intestate, which means without making a will, in those situations it's a little bit more complicated in terms of what the laws say about who gets your assets and your estate.
Untuk pewaris tanpa surat wasiat tergantung pada undang-undang negara bagian atau teritori Anda. Namun Kalimnios mengatakan aturan itu mungkin tidak mencerminkan bagaimana seseorang ingin memprioritaskan keluarga untuk mewarisi asetnya.
People's estates are sometimes complex. People may have business interests, people may have shares, people may have different types of property, and the will really helps you work out how you're going to dispose of those assets. There might be something that you really want to bequeath to a grandchild, family heirloom, or something of significance, or something shared between both of you, and a will is the best way to do that.
Surat wasiat do-it-yourself online adalah tren yang semakin meningkat di Australia, namun mendapatkan nasihat hukum dianggap sebagai pilihan yang lebih aman. Bukan hanya pengacara saja yang dapat memberikan bantuan profesional. Anda bisa mendapatkan surat wasiat Anda dari State Trustees, sebuah kantor pemerintah yang beroperasi di setiap negara bagian atau teritori. Public Trustees masih mengenakan biaya nominal atau fee to service yang terregulasi. Pembebasan biaya mungkin juga berlaku untuk pensiunan dan orang-orang di atas usia 60 tahun. Michael Spiegel adalah Executive General Manager di Divisi Trustee Services di Victoria, State Trustees. Ia menunjukkan bahwa memiliki surat wasiat itu penting tidak hanya untuk distribusi aset, namun juga untuk mencalonkan wali bagi anak-anak di bawah umur.
If they don't have a will, then the guardianship of that individual is decided upon by the laws of the state, and they go down through different relatives that are available and appropriate, all the way through to perhaps putting that child in foster care, assisted guardianship. So that's why, you know, we always advocate it's really important that you have guardianship taken care of through your will, because if not, then a decision may be made for you that's against the wishes of the legal guardians or parents.
Spiegel mengatakan bahwa ini sangat penting bagi para migran di Australia yang memiliki anak di bawah 18 tahun dan tidak memiliki jaringan keluarga lain di negara bagian tempat mereka tinggal.
So myself, for example, my children are born in two different countries. And when my wife and I set up the will, we nominated guardians here in Australia because our children grew up in Australia. We thought if we passed away, of all that destruction, how dramatic of an event that would be for them. For them to go back to countries they never knew would be even more dramatic for them. And so we wanted to make sure that we had identified our closest friends here who were willing to take care of our children in that eventuality.
Dean Kalimnios, setelah bertahun-tahun mempersiapkan surat wasiat untuk kliennya, telah menemukan contoh di mana latar belakang etnis kliennya telah mempengaruhi konsep pewarisan dan distribusi. Ia mengatakan surat wasiat bertindak sebagai perlindungan terhadap ketidakpastian itu.
In general situations, it just makes life easier and clearer because people know what the deceased wanted. In some migrant communities, the conception of property itself differs from the Anglo-Celtic view. Family property is considered just that, something that everyone gets to share, whereas obviously the Australian legal viewpoint, the idea of property, how it's evolved, is it's yours, you have the right to do with it what you will, and then there are family pressures as to the distribution. And in certain communities, the would-be heirs tend to have more of a say as to what their parents do.
Michael Spiegel mengatakan, dari pengalamannya selama bekerja di Victorian State Trustees, ketegangan dalam keluarga karena tidak adanya surat wasiat bukanlah hal yang unik untuk budaya tertentu.
If the deceased person's wishes were not known and were not explained clearly, then it leaves a lot of ambiguity, and that's where we see a lot of conflict. Make sure you have everything in place that you want, and the best situation is not only to have it in place, but to have the conversations with so the family knows what's going to happen. There's no surprises.
Nah, pendengar, itulah tadi sebuah rangkuman mengenai pentingnya surat wasiat bagi keluarga-keluarga di Australia, terutama dengan latar belakang etnis, agar dapat menghindari masalah hukum ketika seseorang meninggal dunia. Laporan tersebut disusun oleh Sue Tomaidu untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.